This is Terry, executive producer of Club 927, the only place to hear the best local music on the radio. Each week, Club 927 features local talent. We interview the bands and we play their music in a virtual nightclub setting. Brought to you commercial-free by our sponsors, the law offices of Ruud Ziffra, Backstage Pass Magazine, and High Tides at Snack Jacks. So let's get ready. Turn off the TV, turn off the lights, and turn up the radio as we bring Club 927 to you. Welcome to Club 927. I'm very proud to be backstage right now with J.W. Gilmore from the J.W. Gilmore and the Blues Authority Band, a blues band. We finally got some blues on Club 927. How you doing, J.W.?
I'm doing fantastic. If I was doing any better, I'd be a dog wagging my tail.
There you go. Well, we've had a chance to sit backstage here and for quite a while and talk about the band and some stories about the blues and you playing with Leon Russell and so on and so forth. So we got lots of fun stuff to talk about. But to start out, why'd you pick the blues?
Well, in actuality, and any musician will tell you, when you're looking at a song or trying to work something out, it actually picks you. So the blues picked me ever since I was a little boy with my grandmama playing piano in church, and she gave me a little harmonica, 3-4 years old, and I'm banging on the keys. She gave me that harmonica, give me something to do to get out of the way, you know, she's teaching the choir or whatever, and it just picked me. And every little song that had harmonica in it, I just loved it. It just locked in my ear when I was a kid. You know, any kind of music from, you know, any genre, jazz, blues, rock, anything that had a harp in it, I could always just hear it, you know.
So the blues is natural to you then. It's in your blood.
It's the root of all music.
Well, we were just talking before we went on the air about Stevie Ray and Eric Clapton, and we got some songs here with Eric Clapton featured in them, or you talk, sing about Eric Clapton, and all those guys, later now, Kenny Wayne Shepherd and all those guys, it's based in the blues, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all based in the blues. You can start out as a rocker and be rock and roll with the spandex and the hair and the fire and the stage blowing up. When you get to be old, I got a buddy of mine, he's bald in the top and he got a ponytail in the back, and he said, "I ain't getting old, I'm just getting more head." And he's a blues man today, but he used to be a big rocker back in the day, so it all comes back. And it'll make you feel good when everything is feeling bad.
Well, and you got a good point. You know, you sit down with a good blues record, like the album that I have of yours, which we're going to hear tonight, and it reaches inside you. It creates emotion, doesn't it?
It created something when I did it.
And here's one of my favorites off the album, As Soon as the Weather Breaks. Tell me about the band, too. We've got yourself, you're playing harmonica and singing, and you got Brad Coop Cooper playing bass guitar, and Keith Blake on lead guitar and also is singing, and Kenny Rimshot Royale on the drums.
All my guys are super great, and they play with me because they really like to play with me, because all of them got lives and other things they could be doing, and they're very prosperous, and they just love playing the blues, and we get all kind of blues. We get the dirty lowdown blues, the jump swing blues, the funky blues, and sometimes we even get that hippity hoppity blues, but we bring that down and let you know where that came from too. That came out the old gospel stuff, the old pop staple stuff, you know, and that's where that came from. We do that too.
Well, were talking to me also about where the name came from, the Blues Authority. Tell me a little bit about that again and how that kind of came about.
Well, I was hosting a jam session in a little town, St. Augustine, in a little club that just opened up. And the lady said, would you put a band together and come up here next week or so? And she grabbed the microphone after a couple glasses of wine. The crowd was going crazy. And we just a bunch of guys up there doing a jam session. And she said, well, you can see JW next week with his own band. So I had to throw something together. And I ran into Brad Cooper. And the story I always tell everybody about him is I was outside trying to steal the tires off his truck. And he said, man, come on in here. Put that wrench down and play these blues with me. So we've been together for about 8 years now. And and Keith Blake came along. He's like an onion. I've known him 6 years, and we're still learning about him. He's been everywhere, played Shea Stadium, played rock bands, New York, Connecticut, toured all around. And Kenny's played with some of the top jazz guys, and he's one of the only people I know living that's played with Howlin' Wolf. And he's a year younger than me. And I just turned 52. So.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you and everybody in your band have some history. I always like to ask the guys, well, what inspires you and so on and so forth. But you are a blues player. Your band's played with lots of different people, and I want you to tell me a little bit about that. But you guys really study the blues. This is not just a hobby. You guys are into it. You know a lot about it and all the old players, and you've got a chance to play. You were just talking about the fact that you played with Leon Russell.
We were the opening act for Leon Russell. They had 3 days of music, and they chose our band to be his opening act. And it wasn't like, you know, we played in the afternoon at 8 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the morning. He came on at 8 o'clock at night. We were like his beat to pump up the audience for Leon Russell and St. Augustine, and there was probably about 10,000 people there. So that'll make your knees knock a little bit.
Well, all you guys in the band have played with lots of big stars in the blues industry. Talk to us a little bit about some of the folks that you guys have all got a chance to play with.
Like Debbie Davies and Joe Bonamassa and a lot of cats that were touring through from the Delta. And these are top-notch, still touring groups. You know, it's kind of rare to find that are still doing festivals. And they all seem to kind of blend down here in Florida when the weather gets cold everywhere else. But before I got here, I was touring around the Delta, Mississippi, Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, all through the little towns down, trickle down to Baton Rouge, and I was running a house band for Tabby Thomas. And he had a club called Heritage Hall, the Blues Box and Heritage Hall, and this was the only place in Baton Rouge from the days when it was segregated that black and white mixed, because this was a blues club, and it still running right up until he got ill. And they might even open it up again, but he had all top-notch entertainers from New Orleans traveling through there. And I got a chance to run his house band for about a year and a half, so I got my chops in Baton Rouge.
All right, let's hear a little rockin' with Tabby Thomas. J.W. Gilmore on the harmonica.
Well, my school and education, it didn't mean a thing to me. Well, my school and education, it didn't mean a thing to me. I fell in love with the evil woman that she made a fool of me. This woman was mean, was the meanest woman I ever seen. This woman I ever seen. she had kind of loving make you jump right up and scream.
Songs. You just had a birthday, and you know, we all have those birthdays, and we're all not getting any younger. There's a song on your album called Young Fashion Ways. Tell me a little bit about that song, and you know, the lyrics are talking about we're getting older, but we're still young. And tell me a little bit about
that. Yeah, that's the one to tell you about, a little snow on the top,
right?
But you still got the fire down below.
Right.
So anybody our age would know what that means. And, that's a song that picked me. Willie Dixon wrote that for Muddy Waters, I guess back in the Chess record years, I guess I'd say circa 1950s, and it's one of those songs that never got covered by one of the big rock bands, so it never got really popular, but that's just a nice straight shuffling, swinging, and popping song.
Thank you very much.
Another one. Blues had a baby. That's, you know, you talk about Clapton and some of the other blues players in there. Tell us a little bit about that song.
It's just one of those nice free-flowing songs that once you get that groove going, you can just expound and talk about what's on your mind. And it can pertain to when they wrote it back in the 50s and said, you know, the blues had a baby, but they called it a baby rock and roll.
A little bit more of Tabby Thomas and J.W. Gilmore. Here's I love big fat women.
nothing but skin and bone. Well, my daddy told me, Tammy, get you a big fat woman, son. My daddy told me, Tammy, get you a big fat woman, son. He said, big fat women can boogie all night long.
Where are you going from here? You got the DVD on your website out, and the album that I have in my hand, J.W. Gilmore and the Blues Authority, Choice Cuts Volume 1. You were telling me you kind of put that together as a demo, but that's great stuff on that album.
Yeah, that was just something that we were going to throw together, but they put so much into it, with the cover art and with the mixing and everything, and recorded and during the hurricane.
Well, of all the great blues players out there, you know, I ask almost everybody who influences them, and I know your grandmother was a big influence on you, but of all the great players, and there's so many of them, and there's a lot of old players that are still around. I've seen B.B. King not that long ago on stage. He's sitting in a chair, but he's still belting it out and playing Lucille pretty strong. Who's the number one?
My influence go from Ray Charles to Miles Davis to B.B. King, to Pop Staples, and some of the great gospel singers.
We'll get as much blues as we possibly can on Club 927, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, appreciate that.
What's next for J.W.?
Actually, we've got a new digital system, so we're recording all the time, and I think the next album we're going to do is going to be like a Choice Cuts too, but it'll probably be something like Prime Cuts.
Well, J.W. Gilmore, we wish all of you the best. We really do appreciate you taking the time to come in. Anything else that you'd like to add that you want people to know about the J.W. Gilmore and Blues Authority Band?
Just let people know that there's real music out there. And if you know, you get tired of sitting home on the couch and searching around and speed dating or whatever, you know, this kind of thing, you always hear nice live music. It's not just support at all. It helps us. Helps us keep going, and it helps the music stores stay open, and it's a whole industry in itself. It's a way of life for a lot of us, and it's a lot better than, you know, some of the other things that people could be doing with themselves out here that ain't no good, destructive. It's a nice positive thing, you know. Music can really, I don't think, ever hurt nobody.
So turn off the TV and get out and hear some blues. That's what you're telling us.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend, I really do appreciate you taking time to be here.
Well, thank you, Tim.
We'll see you soon.
All right.
All right, let's close out tonight's show with one more great blues tune from J.W. Gilmore and the Blues Authority.